Amos, this seems like Sunday.
Well, it is Sunday. You see, Andy, we is on the radio now every Sunday on CBS for Rinso.
That's right. Rinso, new Rinso with Solium, the scientific sunlight ingredient, brings you the Amos and Andy Show. Yes, sir. Lieber Brothers Company, the makers of Rinso, brings you a full half hour of entertainment with Lou Lubin, Eddie Green, Ernestine Wade, the Jubilaires, Jeff Alexander's orchestra and chorus, and radio's all-time favorites, Amos and Andy. Last Friday, the Kingfish and his wife Sapphire went to New Jersey to spend the weekend with Sapphire's mother. They returned by bus a few minutes ago, and right now they're entering their apartment.
Well, I sure glad that weekend is over. Some of them meals your mama whipped up was really hard to take.
George, I don't know what you're talking about. That roast chicken she served tonight was delicious.
Listen, your mama claimed that was chicken, but it wasn't.
It was so chicken.
Well, why did she hold the ears when she carved it then? That's what I was thinking.
While we're on the subject of the dinner table, you embarrassed me to death with your manners. For instance, after dinner, when they passed the taffy.
Taffy? Well, what do you mean?
George, if one doesn't like taffy, one throws it away. One doesn't put it in one's handkerchief.
One does if one's bridge work is caught in it, I'll tell you that. I ain't got no money for no new bridge.
George, while we're on the subject of money, don't you think it's high time you done something about getting us a steady income?
Yeah, well, I tell you, honey, it ain't my fault. See, I happens to be at the in-between age in life right now.
What you mean, the in-between age?
Well, I'm too old to work and I'm too young to collect Social Security. Oh, well, they got me trapped right in the middle there.
George, that's ridiculous. And don't say there ain't no opportunities for a man your age. Why, when we got off the bus a few minutes ago, I seen a little stove for rent right next to the bus terminal. The sign say the rent was $50 a month.
Yeah, well, what about it?
I was thinking some smart fella could get hold of that and turn it into a place to check baggage. At least 20 buses a day comes in there.
Yeah, but who got $50 for the first month's rent? That's the main thing.
Well, who knows? Some loan company might lend it to you.
Loan company? No, honey, forget the thing.
That's your trouble, George. You never take my advice. Don't you realize that behind every successful man is a woman that gives him his inspiration? It's the woman who makes the man what he is.
Well, if that's the case, you ought to be ashamed of yourself for doing such a sloppy job on me.
Impossible. I'm going in the bedroom and unpack.
Yeah, get in there. Never hear nothing like that. Rent that stove by the bus terminal and start a check-in service. Hey, that's a pretty good idea. $50 rent. Only trouble is there ain't no loan company in the city would trust me, though. Wait a minute. Maybe I could get Andy to start a loan company and loan me $50. Yeah, hey, I'll drop in Andy's office. Pardon me, mister, but if I could, oh, it's you, Brother Andy.
Well, who else you expect to find in my office here?
Well, it's, just that I had something else on my mind, Andy. When I passed your office, you see, I seed you laying back in your chair through the window there with your mouth open and your teeth gleaming. Mm-hmm. I just naturally mistook you for a loan shark.
Yeah, well, that's a natural mistake, all right.
Yeah, well, I gotta get on down the street here and give a loan company a break, I guess.
Yes, huh?
You know, I wish I could throw my business to a friend. By the way, Andy, have you ever considered entering the field of loan sharkery?
No, I ain't, Kingfish. Is that loan business a pretty good business?
Well, not only is it a good business, Andy, but anybody that goes into it is performing a great humanitarian service.
How you mean?
Well, take the average man that got a lot of little bills that make him miserable.
Yeah.
Well, now the loan company give him enough money to pay all them bills. Mm-hmm. That way he can consolidate his misery into one big lump, you see.
Well, I wouldn't mind going into something like that. Tell me this, did a man pay people interest on the misery, too?
Oh, yeah, you can soak them anything you want, you know.
Oh, boy, that's the business for me. Yeah, I'm going into loan business. I'll just sit down here and wait for somebody to knock on the door. Wonder who my first customer will be.
Well, Andy, I have noted for helping people get started in business. I'll borrow $50 from you.
Yeah, well, you'll borrow $50.
Yeah.
Listen, Kingfish, I was looking for a bona fide customer. I ain't gonna lend no money to no Welshers like you.
Now, listen, Andy, you is in the loan business. I heard you say it, and you can't back out of it now. You is forced to loan me the money under the RFC.
The RFC?
Yeah, reach for the money or reach for the cash. Either one. Hand the stuff over here.
Now, hold it. Hold it a minute here. Hold everything. This whole thing is beginning to sound a little crazy to me. I think this is just a scheme of yours to get $50 away from me.
Why, Andy, does you think that me, a brother in the lodge, would stoop to such a thing? That me, a friend of yours from childhood, would stoop so low as to jip you out of money?
Yes, I does.
Well, so much for the stooping. Let's stand up straight and give the facts out here.
Yeah, what is your interior motive on this thing, anyhow?
Well, now, look, Andy, I done located the store by the bus terminal over here. Now, we rented the place with 20 or 30 buses coming in every day. We can make a nice income checking the baggage for the passengers. All we need is $50 for the first month's rent.
Well, yeah, now you're talking. Now, that don't sound bad. I'll be willing to put up 25 if you raise the other half.
Well, okay, Andy, it's a deal. Tell you what, I ain't got the whole 25, but I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll sell my wife's fur coat and let her shiver till business gets going. Yeah. Well, Andy, old partner, dear, for the last 3 days, business hasn't been good in this checking stand, ain't it, boy?
Oh, yeah, we really got something here, Kingfish. Say, it's 12 o'clock, you know it. I got to get lunch. And I'm going to stop by the knit shop, too. They is learning me how to knit a sweater for Amos and Ruby's new baby.
Oh, yeah, good.
Yeah, well, I'll be back in an hour or so, and then you can go out.
Okay, Brother Andy.
See you later, Kingfish.
So long. So, we sure got a lot of suitcases and bags in here.
Oh, excuse me. I'd like to get my suitcase.
Certainly, miss. Got your check?
No, I seem to have lost it. But I can see my suitcase right on the shelf there under number 98. It's that alligator one.
98, huh? We ain't supposed to give her no bag without a check.
Well, what am I going to do? I can't find it, and I'm in an awful hurry, and all my things are in the bag.
Yeah, well, I guess it'll be all right then. I'll get you, them things happen. There you is, miss.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, I wish Andy would get back here from lunch. I am starving. Excuse me, I didn't see you. Yes, sir, can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to get my suitcase. Here's my check.
Yes, sir, coming right up. Let's see your number here. 98.
Is there any trouble about my bag?
Oh, no, sir, no, sir, no trouble at all. It just ain't here, that's all.
It's not here.
No, sir. I tell you, mister, the thing you see,
that's not a very good explanation.
But now, listen, mister, if you just give us a little time, I guarantee you that we can straighten this thing out.
A little time?
Yeah.
Look, you, beside that being a very valuable alligator bag with all my clothing in it, there was also over $1,000 worth of my wife's jewels.
Oh, me, yes.
Now, I'll be back here tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. And if you don't have that bag, I'm going to sue you for $2,000. I'll see you in the morning. Goodbye.
Oh, what is that going to do now? If I wasn't afraid of getting drowned, I'd jump off the Brooklyn Bridge. Oh.
This is the tale about a mule called Sal, pulling a barge down the Erie Canal. So go long, mule.
Get up there. Get up. Get up there.
Oh, we gotta get from Albany to Buffalo.
I've got a mule and her name is Sal. 15 miles on the Erie Canal. She's a pretty good worker, a pretty good pal.
15 miles on the Erie Canal.
We've hauled some barges in our day, filled with lumber, coal, and hay.
And we know every inch of the way
from Buffalo down to Albany.
So low bridge, everybody down. Low bridge, cause we're coming into town.
And you always know your neighbor, you'll always know your pal.
If you're ever navigating on the Erie Canal.
Long mule, don't you be no fool. What? We've got a lot of work to do. What? Go to the left, roll back. Gee, oh. We've got to make it into Albany.
We
got to
get going on our way.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up.
You get your hay and I'll get my pay.
We've got to make it into Albany.
Low bridge, everybody down. Low bridge, cause we're coming into town. Low bridge, get down, get down. Low bridge, cause we're coming into town.
So go along, mule.
Now you're navigating on the Erie. That Erie Canal.
This is John Lake. You know, tomorrow I'm going to take a stroll around our neighborhood and look at the many Rinso washes hanging on the lines. Now, I think I can always tell a Rinso wash. New Rinso gives your wash an amazing new brilliance. New Rinso with Solium gets white clothes not just whiter, but whiter than new. And washable colors, even brighter than brand new. Now, the reason for the wonderful whiteness and brightness of Rinso wash clothes is Solium, the new scientific sunlight ingredient that's contained in today's Rinso. You know, you can actually dry clothes indoors, and new Rinso puts sunshine in your wash. Rinso is safe for clothes, so kind to hands. So, next time you shop, be sure to get the giant size. It's economical and convenient. Remember, only Rinso contains Solium. And now, back to Amos and Andy.
Stonewall, I gotta see you right away.
Well, hi, Kingfisher. Sit down, man.
Look here, some gal in a red dress come into the checking stand that me and Annie was running and stole a suitcase worth $1,000 worth of jewelry in it. And I don't know what to do.
Gal, huh? Yeah, female can always give you trouble. Only yesterday, I had to serve a summons on a chorus gal.
A chorus gal, huh?
Yeah, a client of mine was suing this girl, and I had to go up to her place and serve her with the papers.
No, I see.
And when she opened the door and I first tried to hand her the summons, she tried to make eyes at me. But I told her she couldn't get nowhere with them kind of tactics. No, then she got me to sit on the sofa. Then she held my hand, and then she put her arm around me. She started kissing me. Yes, sir. Then she kissed me some more, she said. Then she kissed me some more. Then she kissed me some more.
Yeah, well, what did she say, or what did she do when you handed her the summons?
What summons is that?
Now, look here, Stonewall, about this suitcase. The fella that really owns it is going to sue me.
Well, tell me, Kingfish, what did your partner Andy think about all this?
Well, Andy was out to lunch when the whole thing happened.
Uh-huh. Now, I think we got something.
What's that?
The thing to do, Kingfish, is to palm the whole checking business off on Andy, see? Tell him you're leaving town. Tell him you've been drafted to fill a political job in Washington.
Yeah, I'll tell him that I've been drafted for one of them diplomatic services things or something like that. Stonewall, that's a great piece of advice you done give me there. You has really got what it takes.
Oh, man, yeah. You got to be on your toes.
What do you mean?
Well, for instance, now, I had a case coming up this morning, and a woman lawyer was going to pose me, see? It was the kind of case where if she was going to win it, she really had to be sharp in court, see, right on her toes. Mm. So I worked out a scheme to outsmart her.
What'd you do, Stonewall?
Well, listen, now, like I said, see, the case was coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. So last night, I got out of bed every 15 minutes and called her on the phone. When she answered, I hang up. Yeah, I know by doing that all night, I'd keep her from sleeping, and she'd really be exhausted in court this morning.
Yeah. Now, tell me this, Stonewall. How did the kids come out?
I don't know. I was so knocked out, I overslept.
Say, Kingfish, I was just over to our checking stand at the bus depot, and Lightning's, he was there, and he say that you told him to take charge.
Yes, I told Lightning to take charge of the place, and I had to come over to the lodge all here to write out my resignation letter to you as my partner.
Resignation letter?
Yes, it's my farewell epistle, and I want you to hear it, Andy.
Yeah, I'd like to read it.
It's a beautiful thing. Here it is.
Yeah, go ahead.
Say here, dear partner, dear, quote, so long, unquote. Signed, your disrespectful old partner, George Stevens. Now, don't cry. Andy, pull yourself together. I know how you...
Wait a minute. Why is you quitting the checking business?
Well, Andy, I has been drafted to serve the government of the United States of America.
You mean to say that they're taking old goats like you in the Army?
I've been drafted to serve as a diplomat with the State Department. You see, there's been a big shakeup since Secretary Marshall resigned.
Oh, And you mean to say that you has got a job with the State Department?
Yeah, it ain't a big job, Andy. I was going to be under demand as under the Undersecretary of State, you see.
Well, that's really a pileup you was under there.
Yeah. I just hope I can breathe when I get under there. That's all.
But, Kingfish, listen, me and you is in the bag-checking business. You can't walk out on it now.
Yeah, well, I got no choice, Andy. Matter of fact, I've been ordered to report for my physical.
Wait a minute, how come you got to take a physical to be in the State Department?
Well, you see, Andy, every night you have to go out with a different foreign diplomat and stuff yourself with all kind of foreign food. Crepe Suzette, enchiladas, smorgasbord. You know, that stuff really punch holes in your stomach, that combination.
Yeah, I guess it would, all right.
Certainly it would. Why do you think Truman pitched Atchison to Secretary of State?
No.
Because he got a strong foreign policy and a non-acid stomach, that's why.
So you're going to give up the suitcase checking business and join the State Department, huh?
Yes, and I report to the diplomatic boot camp tomorrow morning. By the way, you might come down to my graduation next month, Andy. It's really an impressive ceremony.
Yeah, I guess that's a big day, all right.
Oh, yeah, all the students lined up in front of the State Department. And as the band plays the Star-Spangled Banner, they present you with your striped pants.
How do they do that?
Well, it's just like getting a Congressional Medal of Honor. President Truman pins your pants on you, you see.
Oh, beautiful thought, beautiful. Well, I guess I'll have to stay back here and carry on the checking business by myself.
Yeah, that's right. And the State Department wants you to sign this paper releasing me from the whole mess.
Yeah? Where'd I sign?
Right down the bottom there where I say I hereby affixiate my hand and seal. See it right there?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Here I go. Mm-hmm. Andrew H. Brown. There he is, Kingfish. Come in, Amos. Come in.
Oh, hi there, fellas. I was just talking to Henry Van Porter, and I was wondering how you fellas is going to get out of that mess with the suitcase that the fella's going to sue you.
Well, so long, ex-partner. Dear, off to Washington.
Stop him, Amos. Stop him. Tackle him around the legs there.
I snapped the lock on the door when I come in, Amos.
Yeah, good, good. Now, Amos, what mess about what suitcase and who is going to sue who?
Well, I just heard that the Kingfish here made a mistake and he give out a suitcase that he didn't have no check for it to some gal in a red dress. And the rightful owner is going to sue both of you for $2,000.
What about that, Kingfish?
Well, Andy, believe me, I meant to tell you about the whole thing, but in the excitement of my new job, I done clean slipped my mind, Andy.
Yeah, well, you can forget about that job till this mess is cleaned up. We is in this together.
Well, okay, Andy, I'll stick with you. If that's the way you feel about it, I'll resign my post with the State Department. But if we have the war and you get your head shot off, don't come hollering to me about it now.
And now, let's hear about the most glamorous, exciting contest you ever heard of.
First prize, a trip around the world for two, all travel expenses paid, or $10,000 cash.
Think of it, all the wonderful far-off places you ever dreamed of in a travel cruise you will never forget.
Paris, London, Cairo, Honolulu.
That's the first prize. There are 15 second prizes, too, each a round trip to Europe, and 400 third prizes, all cash. Enter this terrific new Lever contest right away. Now, here's all you do. Finish this statement in 25 words or less. I like large size Rinso because. Send each entry with a box top from the large size Rinso to Lever Tour the World Contest, Box 1, New York 8, New York. That's Box 1, New York 8. Only residents of continental United States, Alaska, and Hawaii are eligible. Follow the complete rules on the entry blank you get at your store. You, yes, you can win a luxurious, exciting all-expense trip for two people around the world. Now, back to Amos and Andy.
Hello, Shorty. Come in. We is in a mess.
Yeah, we has been robbed of a suitcase worth $2,000 by a gal in a red dress. What must we do?
Well, I get the finest private detective. I go direct to the FBI. I get the New York City Police. Don't ask me.
You know, Shorty, this here is the worst mess we ever been in.
Yeah, we thought about going to the police, the suitcase, but with the owner coming back tomorrow morning to sue us, the chances is the police couldn't find the gal at that time.
Why don't you tell the police that she's a dangerous character and they'll go after her right away?
Yeah, that's what we'll do. And Andy, we'll tell the police that you was the one that was robbed, because you look a little more beat up to start with than I does, you see.
Okay, I'll be the one that was robbed.
Yeah, oh, Shorty, thank you a lot. You know, you was one of the smartest men alive.
Oh, yeah. You know, fellas, robberies is bad, all right. I had a hold up in my barbershop once, but, boy, I was prepared. You see, I was tipped off on this by this pal of mine who told me the best thing to do was to fix myself up with a sawed-off shotgun.
A sawed-off shotgun?
Mm. And sure enough, that very night, a couple of thugs come in and said, "Stick 'em up." I whipped out my gun and put it to my shoulder, and as I got ready to shoot, I realized my mistake.
What mistake?
So I sawed off the wrong end.
Come on, Andy. Here's the desk sergeant over here.
Yeah, I as well just say, how did this bandage on my head look?
Oh, fine. Excuse us, officer, but we come here to report an armed robbery. I was afraid it's the beginning of a terrible crime wave.
Crime wave? When did it start?
Well, a few hours ago on my partner's head. Allow me to introduce ourselves. I is George Stevens, and this here is Andy Brown, who was just unconscious.
Unconscious?
Likewise.
Now, wait a minute. Let's get the facts here so I can make out a report on it.
Yeah. Well, you see, sir, me and Miss Brown here runs a check stand at the bus terminal. But when I come back from lunch today and walked into the stand, why, I stumbled over a lumpy object on the floor. I was about to put a check tag on it and toss it into one of the bins when I noticed it was Mr. Brown here.
Yeah, that's right. It was me, all right.
Yes, go on.
Well, I realized immediately that Mr. Brown was unconscious, because the blank look on his face was a little more alert than usual, you see. So when I look around, I discovered that the alligator bag, a suitcase was missing worth $2,000 worth of stuff inside of it, you see.
Mr. Brown, since you were the one who was assaulted, suppose you let me have your version of the robbery.
Yes, sir. Well, I was standing behind a check stand when a cute young gal walked up to me wearing a red dress. She was carrying a pink lace parasol in her left hand and a blackjack in her right. Oh, she sure was cute.
And go on. What happened next?
Well, I smiled at her, and when I tipped my hat, she conked me over the head. And while I was standing there, she whanged me on the head 20 or 30 times.
Good heavens, man, why didn't you defend yourself?
Oh, I was too polite to strike a woman.
Yeah, well, this woman is dangerous, all right. Hitting Mr. Brown on the bare head 20 or 30 times. Think of the damage she could have done.
Yeah, lucky I took off my hat or she'd have smashed my new derby to pieces.
Oh, this woman is a menace, officer.
Well, I'll notify all the squad cars to be on the lookout for the woman in red. We may be able to catch her unloading the loot at one of the pawn shops.
Yeah, so you better comprehend her as soon as possible. We'll do that for you. And ain't that wonderful? The police done picked up the gal last night.
Yeah, they really worked fast. But how come we had to come down here at the police station this morning?
Yeah, well, we got to prefer charges against the gal and see if they picked up the suitcase. Andy, wait a minute. Here comes the sergeant now.
Come on, boys. We've got the girl in the cell down the hall here.
Yeah, we want to speak to her, all right.
We really got some fast action on this, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. And I want to give this gal a piece of my mind, too.
Well, there she is. You can talk to her. I'll go and draw up the charges against her.
Yeah, well, miss, serves you right to be in jail.
Oh, please don't be angry with me. I'm so sorry for what I've done.
That sweet talk and that pretty face ain't gonna help you none. Well, Andy, what is you gonna say to this hardened criminal?
Hello.
Wait a minute, sir. Now, take it easy, Andy, will you?
Oh, please listen to me. I ain't really a criminal. I took that bag because I was broke and desperate. I thought I could sell it and get my fare to my home in Georgia. You don't know what it is to be hungry and alone in a big city. I didn't even get a chance to open the suitcase. I was taking it to the pawn shop when they picked me up.
Oh, you didn't open it? Oh, that's wonderful. You didn't know, but in addition to everything else, there was over $1,000 worth of jewelry in that bag.
Oh, my.
Say, officer.
Yeah?
Where's the suitcase now?
Well, I knew you boys were anxious about it, so after we checked the contents to make sure the jewelry was still there, I had one of our men take it over to your checking stand about an hour ago.
Oh, see, and I was just thinking, that fella's coming back for his suitcase at 10 o'clock this morning. We better make sure that he gets it before he starts suing us.
Yeah, you said.
Say, officer, can we use your phone here right quick?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Yeah, sir.
That's a good idea, Kingfish. You know, I told Lightning to take care of the stand.
Yeah, well, Lightning, wait a minute. Hello, Lightning? Listen, about that bag the policeman brought in. Oh, you got it, huh? Good. Well, now look here, the owner will call for it around 10 o'clock, so it's all right to hand it over. Okay, goodbye, Lennon.
Well, what about these charges against this girl?
Let's drop them, Kingfish. We didn't lose nothing.
Okay, Anna.
Drop them? Well, if that's what you want to do, it's out of our hands.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and here's $5, miss, to help you out with your train fare.
Oh, thank you. You're the sweetest man I ever met.
Ha, ha, ha. I is?
Well, come on, Tyrone. We ain't got time for all this stuff here. We ain't had no breakfast. Let's go over to the lunchroom, get something to eat, and go back to the stand. Well, Lightning, everything under control here?
Yes, sir. The owner of that bag stopped by a few minutes ago, Miss Kingfish, and picked it up.
Yeah, well, that's a load off our hands, Lightning. I bet that fellow was glad to get it.
What do you mean? The one that picked up the bag was a woman in a red dress.
Amos, you hear all that business about going around the world in a large-sized box of Rinso?
Yeah, but that ain't exactly it, Andy.
The winner of Lever's sensational new contest, Andy, will win a trip around the world for two or $10,000 in cash. Your Rinso dealer has all the information, so when you buy a large-sized box of Rinso tomorrow, ask about it. More women use Rinso than any other wash day soap in the world.
Good night, folks.
See you next Sunday.
Join the March of Dimes. Infantile paralysis knows no mercy. Infantile paralysis must be stopped, but it can't be stopped without your help. Send all the dimes and dollars you can spare to your local March of Dimes headquarters. Join the March of Dimes. Be sure to be with us next Sunday at the same time when Lever Brothers Company, the makers of new Rinso with Solium, will again present the Amos and Andy Show. Until then, good night to all of you from all of us. Doctors have proved it. Life Boy Health Soap, with its purifying ingredient, gets skin cleaner, stops BO as no other leading soap can. Yes, doctors compare daily baths with leading soaps, proved you are cleaner, safer from B.O. with Life Boy. Get Life Boy right away. The February issue of Reader's Digest contains a fine story about Amos and Andy. It's on the newsstands this week. Be sure and listen to the Amos and Andy Show at this same time next Sunday. Stay tuned in now for The Adventures of Sam Spade, which follows immediately over many of these stations. This is CBS, where 99 million people gather every week, the Columbia Broadcasting System.